This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, John MacArthur's historic legal win allows indoor services with singing allowed and no attendance cap. That story right after this short message.
This is Stephen Strang, and I just want to call attention to the two books I've written recently called God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, which came out in January, and then the sequel, which came out in early May, called God, Trump, and COVID-19, which kind of picks up where the first one led off. I wrote both of them to try to inspire Christians and motivate them to get involved because the issues are so important in this election. And I try to make the case, I hope I do make the case, that this is the most important election of our lives. I talk about it from a spiritual perspective. I talk about the prophetic. I talk about what God's word says on these different issues. I quote a lot of Christian leaders on what they say. I kind of give them a platform. Both books are very well researched. God, Trump, and the 2020 election has extensive footnotes, really, as both of them do. And it's my way to try to make the argument that Christians have to get involved, that God has raised up Donald Trump for such a time as this, that he really is like the media portrays him, and he's been a very strong supporter of Christian principles. So you can get these books really wherever books are sold, certainly online on ChristianBooks.com or Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, as well as on my own website, which is SteveStrangBooks.com, where you can get a bundle or you can get a special price for multiple copies, and also all the copies on my own website, SteveStrangBooks.com, are autographed by the author. A lot of people like that, so I went ahead and did it as just a blessing. And also maybe a little incentive to buy there, but really, wherever you get the book is fine. My purpose is to get out the word, and I need your help to help me get out the word for this very important election. God bless you.
After a public battle of defiance against California Governor Gavin Newsom's draconian edicts and unconstitutional ban on churches, Pastor John MacArthur and his church are seeing a big legal win. Rather than operating from a defensive stance, Pastor John MacArthur and Grace Community Church went on the offensive, filing a suit in the California Superior Court in Los Angeles County to stop California from enforcing their ban on churches. California officials have ordered extremely strict limits on church attenders and have banned singing entirely. Grace Community Church has decided to resume worship services Sunday, July 26th, but the county sent a letter demanding that they cease operations. The church argued that their rights to worship and assemble are protected federally by the First Amendment, and that the state has no legal right to shut down churches while encouraging massive protests in the streets. The double standard has been proven to be solid evidence in their case against the state discriminating against the church. On August 9th, Pastor John MacArthur opened his sermon by welcoming people to the Grace Community Church peaceful protest. His opening statement was met with standing ovations and tremendous applause. MacArthur said about his conviction to remain operational, "We are simply continuing to do what we have done for the past 63 years that Grace Community Church has been open, to welcome the Los Angeles community and serve their spiritual needs. We need to remain open and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ to all who decide they want to come and worship with us." Legal counsel for Grace Community Church, Jenna Ellis, said, "We hope that Los Angeles County would see its error on its own, but after attempted negotiations with their counsel, California is still intent on targeting churches, specifically Grace Community Church. After Grace Community Church voluntarily complied with state orders for nearly 6 months, California's edicts demanding an indefinite shutdown have gone now far past rational or reasonable and are firmly in the territory of tyranny and discrimination. This isn't about health, it's about blatantly targeting churches." On Friday, August 14th, the church saw a major win. Ellis tweeted, "A historic win today for John MacArthur and Grace Community Church. Judge allows indoor services with singing and no attendance cap. The church agrees to adhere to mask and social distancing until full hearing. First California court to recognize that church is essential. So for now, at least until the full court hearing, Grace Community Church is able to openly sing and worship together without limits of attendance, while they will still be wearing masks and social distancing. As churches and Christian leaders rely on the Holy Spirit for what to say and how to respond, we will see the standard of righteousness return to our churches and cities. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every day. This is John. God bless you.